Yo, hey, we here, man. The Husbands Podcast, Husbands Club. God damn. We are here. Spence, Grease, Lax.
Yo, yo.
S.O.?
Yes, sir.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, chilling, man.
Hey, the band back together, right?
Right, right. Perfect attendance today.
Band back together.
What's been going on?
Oh, man, same old, man. You know, I had to get a car situated last week, and then
I get it.
Yeah, so then but yeah, it was cool, man. Shit, was at the football game last night. Got turned up last night, man. Vegas football got turned up. Playing against some kids, Arizona. We already up 21-0. Kid over there smack that kid on the sideline. They parent get to tripping.
Oh,
man, both sidelines clear out. I got them out here trying to play peacemaker. Hey, chill, relax.
Word.
Yeah, that's growth. Because back then I'd have went over there just firing on, but I was like, nah, just being peacemaker, man. That's the real growth. So
yeah. Right,
I was happy with myself this morning. I woke up because I wasn't so either because I wasn't fighting nobody.
Yeah, I get it. Shit, my wrist still fucked up.
See,
being peacemaker now, it's just, hey, y'all gotta go at it.
Yeah, let them go.
Y'all gotta go now, man. Shit, man, my shit fucked up, man. Yo. Oh, shit. Lax, what's going on in your world?
Shit, man. Just back in the gym. Body's starting to feel like it used to before the surgery. So, about to jump back out there.
Okay.
Get my shit. You know
All right. SO?
Good, man. Just had a couple of iotas come by the house yesterday. Had a little gathering.
Okay.
A little bit too much tequila. That's my familiar tequila I've been drinking, man. It's pretty smooth.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what do, like, street niggas do when they get drunk? Like, y'all just got like step offs and shit.
Hell no. Nah, we was just sitting there just talking shit, just going over everything and had some pizza and some alcohol, and then they wasn't there long. They left. And I'm an old nigga now, so 9 o'clock, everybody gotta go home.
Hey. What our conversations been like in the head?
Hey. About what?
About the Greek life, what I've been saying.
You been saying we a gang, man.
I can't even say that no more, man.
I can't. I mean, for black men to go to college and then have the fortitude to, you know, pledge a fraternity and do all that whole thing to compare them to a gang, man, that's kind of disrespectful to
a
gang.
Hey, bro. Because what I'm saying is just y'all organization, how y'all be rolling. They be strolling. They be looking and battling. And I'm like, bro, y'all be seawalking. Y'all stroll to everything. They had like lovers and friends.
Yeah,
like,
I did see a lovers and friends stroll.
It was kind of weak, but I was like, man, y'all stroll to anything, bro.
That ain't me.
I said, man, but y'all a real gang, bro. When somebody throw y'all colors on, that ain't from, look how y'all was acting with, not y'all, but look how they did with Boosie.
Boosie, it wasn't even the colors, it was the letters. You could wear the colors, you just don't want, they don't want you wearing the letters. That's really the big thing.
But that's really
a game.
That's
bro.
Like a real thing.
But you
yeah.
know that's a really like a brand.
It's a trademark brand. It's a trademark clause. You can get sued for that.
No. There's a whole brand. I don't think that got anything to do with it.
Oh, the Kappa?
Yeah.
I know it's a Kappa brand, but that's different from, no, Boosie had on the Kappa fraternity stuff. He ain't had a Kappa brand.
So,
yeah.
So
he wasn't pretty enough.
That's on them. This is where he can shimmy. I guess
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Because all right.
If I just get up one day and just put on iota stuff,
it's gonna be some issues. If we wear any org stuff, if you come across like some Qs or some alphas and you not part of that, they'll try to check you on that shit.
I know
ain't no trial to they will.
I know a dude who lied about being in the fraternity.
We got a whole page of like. Like, people that be perpetrating, like, everybody that be perpetrating, they put it out and everything. There's one dude, he a fake Kappa. He got tattoos, everything. He got a brand. He is not a part of Kappa Alpha Psi.
So, what do y'all do with the members that, like, don't have no rhythm? Where do y'all put them?
They be like me. We just stand and do other things. You know, everybody can't stroll. Just like gangbanger. Everybody ain't supposed to be meant for infantry. You know what I'm saying? You got to have somebody in law enforcement. You got to have somebody do something. Everybody can't be out there popping and banging, just like the military, you know? Somebody got to do the computers.
That's why I said that gang, bro. I'm telling you.
Everybody can't stroll. Somebody got to be the business managers. And
they press you for wearing their stuff. That's all gang stuff. You can't be no...
That's what Metro do. They're going to press you if you wear a Metro uniform and you ain't no cop.
Bro,
same with the military.
That's acting. That's a professional job now. I mean, being in an organization, anybody can be in an organization.
Well, you can put that on your resume. I can't put Crippin' on the resume.
It depends on what resume you
Right.
what resume you want, man? Yeah,
you're right.
That's the funny part, man. Hey, but I always just try to we just be joking, man. Because every time I see, I said, man, bro, y'all gaming, bro.
y'all set tripping
out there. Because I just see them, they be battling, looking at each other. I'm like, hey, y'all in the game, brother.
Hey, ain't in my ministry, man.
Amen.
So what's been going on in the husband life this past? Well, yeah, for you, 2 weeks.
Yeah, man. Well, first week of school, man. You know,
God bless everybody.
Man, mm-hmm. It was actually cool, man, because you know, I got a senior this year, freshman, and then a seventh grader. So, you know, my son, he wanted to switch schools. So that was kind of cool because now we're closer to the crib. But, you know, just seeing these kids grow, you know, just start school. That was pretty much it, man, just trying to get them. Now that they back in school, I kind of know my schedule. So, like, Monday, I'm back in the gym, like, Monday, because now I know what they schedule, what it kind of looked like now. So I'll be like, all right, now I can get back to, you know, doing my own individual stuff. So.
Got you. Okay. That's easy.
Man, nothing, man. Just working, man. Just missing time with my wife. When I come home from work, she going to work, man. Mm. We can't go to Pound Town, man. Man, did I try to get it in last night? I'm like, yeah, let's take a shower together. Next thing I know, I woke up this morning, man. Everything.
Yeah, that was my wife's ass, man. Fucking around, I ain't fucking with her right now, man. She had attitude and shit last night. You know, like, we were supposed to go out last night, right? Because her birthday was Friday. We were supposed to go out last night. So I get up. Man, I get up because we ain't got nothing to wear and shit. I get up early and shit. I'm like, hey, we supposed to be there at like 9:45, 10 o'clock, some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wake her up at like 8. I'm like, hey, we getting up. Like, we ain't got nothing to wear. It's up to you. Turn around and go right back to sleep. So I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
Well, that there, go right there. What the fuck you want me to do now? So I canceled the shit. Man, she wake up like 30 minutes later with attitude. How the fuck does that work?
Right.
So.
I think they just be wanting to find something to be mad about.
Man. But yeah, man. Fuck it.
Right.
Hey. I don't have to answer, brother. That's what I'm trying to figure out, man. Because, like, what do you do in
there
that
is
situation?
No answer. There is no answer. Just like,
do you just wait? Like, you just sit around and just wait? You know, like, hey, what are we doing? Well, at least you're learning now.
Sometimes you just gotta
that's what I do. I just sit around and wait. I'd be like, all right, you know what? Cool. I'm just gonna wait. I'll wait it out.
See, I'm that type. I used to be that type of person. But then she'll trip on me about that. Oh, you didn't say nothing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can't win for losing. Can't win for losing.
Oh, you ain't say nothing. You ain't say nothing. You didn't want to go anyways. It's like, fuck. What I'm doing? Lose.
Yeah.
Yo.
Look, we all know.
We all
get real candid. Don't say nothing.
Hey, man, look, we all know.
We all stump like
this, man. This is a lose. Some situations just lose, man. It is what it is.
Pick your battles, man.
I ain't been doing, man. We ain't had nothing going on. Her birthday was Friday. Mine tomorrow. Usually, you know, we be kind of turned up, but. Well, last year, we was real turned up. This year, we kind of just, you know what I mean? We went to go eat and shit like that, you know.
Y'all birthday is that close together?
3 days apart, yeah.
Oh, that's dope. Damn.
No, it ain't dope. Birthday.
Yeah. Plus, first off, if you don't give her a good gift, then.
Man.
It's going to be hell.
The backlash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at me. I get cussed out the day before mine.
Damn, that means y'all pockets hit. Back to school, birthdays.
Oh, my God. Shit. So, my sister, she tapped in, so she said that next time she sleep, she said to wake her up with that work and then get her dressed. So she'll just sleep, wake her up with the work.
Oh, shit, that's going to make you more sleepy.
Is
that 38?
Yeah, man.
Go Pound Town.
Yeah.
Ain't built the same.
Ready to go night now.
Real shit, man.
She turned right around and right to sleep. So I said, you know what? And I ain't going to drag her out the house, because if I drag her out the house and she's sleeping and she really don't want to go, then she's going to
have an attitude. Yup.
So it's like, you know, see, we all go through this shit, man. It's the same shit, man.
Yeah.
It's the same shit. Don't nothing change. But, other than that, man, it's just been, man, just maintaining, man, taking things a day at a time, man. Got a lot of shit going on right now, you know. So just still, you know, trying to be there and just watching her for the main part, watching her, watching the kids, man, just make sure they all
right.
Right. And that's really it, man. So I'm gonna chill tomorrow. I ain't gonna do too much, man.
I don't blame you.
I really ain't in the mood to do too much, man. Just
Is tomorrow your Monday or
tomorrow's my birthday.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying as far as your work life, your schedule.
Oh, tomorrow is my Saturday.
Oh, you outside.
Nah, man.
I hear you talking.
Tomorrow's my Saturday. I gotta drop the kids off, man. I gotta pick the kids up. I gotta do all that shit.
So she gotta make up for going to sleep.
Yeah, she better make up for it. I know what world I'm in. I don't even.
That signs of a great coach. Know your personnel.
Bingo. Know your personnel. I ain't never, ever, ever disappoint. Because I know what's up already.
Yeah. I guess that's a good way of looking at it, to change your expectations, man, because once you change them, it do take a lot off the table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to. Everybody's not perfect. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not perfect. You know what you're getting out of somebody. Now, when you try to add shit onto them, that's when it's like.
So, do you stop expecting things? Because I'm getting to a point, too, where I'm just accepting some. Like, I have standards, and I'm just talking about when it comes, like, for example, my kids. Mm-hmm. I don't expect them to get up and clean because it's dirty. Yeah. I don't expect them to do it no more. Will they do it? Hopefully they will. I'm at the point now, I just accept it and I go clean up. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm at that point. Yeah. My house dirty, I'm going to go clean up. I'm not going to keep arguing with you no more. Because that's kind of where, when y'all get to that, that's where it's at with my, like, y'all old enough to see that there's trash on the floor.
Yeah.
But y'all always walk past. I'll literally leave it there for a couple, just to see what's going on.
So is there consequences for you getting up and going to do it?
Nah. I mean, because it's like you said, it gets to that point. How many whoopings in vocal communication thrashings you gotta give a person till they want to just get up and go do it on their own?
Well, I just think now it's at the point where you got to start limiting access.
Yeah, I mean, restriction. And it's so cold. We try to do restriction too. Restriction is harder on us than it is on the kid.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, if you take away, so say, for instance, Legend ain't doing what he's supposed to do. Well, we ain't no football. So, you know, if you don't practice this week, you don't play in the game or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just start stuff like that. Right. Is that not, like, feasible at this juncture?
But I don't think it ain't that severe. For, you know, like I said, because everything else is great. They great kids. They be on the road. They don't get in fights at school. So it's just like at times they get lazy. They don't do their chores. You know, they don't. It's just certain things. But then like I said, over time, I used to trip out. Like, man, you got that. And now I'm just like, hey, when you get out to your apartment or your own place, don't think you're just going to become a clean person because you ain't doing it now.
Practicing good habits.
Yeah, so you need to start practicing now. So, like I said, my house, I want my house to look a certain way. It's just in case, you know, my friends want to come over. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be comfortable when y'all come to my crib and not be like, damn, Grease, you got, you know, like, I got kids, but still, I want my friends to be able to come over and chill. That's one of the things that I be trying to get my kids to understand. We got life, too. Mm-hmm. You know, we got friends like your uncles and aunties. Like, these are my best friends. Mm-hmm. So, they still come over, but have my house clean. They're not going to say nothing. But still, when I go to Elac's house, I go to SO house, it's clean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want, and when they come to my, I want the same thing. You see what I'm saying?
Like,
so it's just kind of those, you know.
You know, I'm not even going to say I'm fortunate, but the things I really had to beat into my kids, not physically.
Yeah.
But that shit sticks with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So like, There is their clean and then there's my clean. But it got to be my clean for anybody who comes to the house. You know what I mean? I don't play that shit at all. You know what I mean? Because that shit sticks with you.
Yeah.
And the last thing I would want anybody on my heart to be like, that nigga dirty. Yeah. That shit, boy, that shit would break my goddamn heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that shit sticks with you, man. But I guess on my end, expectations for them when it comes to that, I just expect to yell. If I yell, get your ass up, get my house clean. I know it's going to get clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know if they get up and they do it on their own, they want something.
That's true. Yeah, we in the same boat.
So, and none of this shit is surprising to me. I guess now, getting older, because I really don't put many expectations on anybody Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I guess as I get older, I find that people get upset when you don't place that many expectations on them, if that makes sense.
I get what you mean.
Like it I guess it makes them feel like we don't need them, or we don't not necessarily need them, but we don't ask anything of them. Does that make sense?
You feel like you're not setting a standard if you don't ask them for something?
I don't know. I guess people feel like they gotta be, some people gotta feel like some level of importance.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't place any expectations on them, are they?
I thought the best expectation is no expectation.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, but you got, like, I don't know, because, like, you got to have some type of expectations. That's why I'm like, it's crazy how when you just said, man, I'm at that point now. Like, I don't expect nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like I said, it got to a point, like, within my marriage, you used to expect to get sex on your birthday, expect to get these things. And then now you'd be like, and then when it didn't happen, it was a level of, you know, frustration or disappointment because it didn't happen, you know, because you expected it to happen and it didn't happen. Now it's just like, hey, man, let me just live life and, you know, just have control of what I got, you know, just worry about what I got control of.
So by not having that expectation, is that like lowering, like, your standards?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just allowing a person to be who they are, because because I look at it now, like, because I had got into it, like saying, for example, with our friends, I would want so much better for our friends to a point where I would be frustrated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to communicate and get to them. I'm like, well, that person gonna be what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get mad that they don't want to be successful or they're not trying to be whatever they want to be. It's the same thing. So now, even with my son, like, do I expect him to get up and go work out in the morning? No, I expect you to get up and get on that video game until you show me different. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, like, even with, like, my wife, it's like she has her goals. That's your goals. I can only help you achieve whatever you allow me to help you achieve, but as far as, like, expectations, I don't expect nothing. I just want you to be you. That's all I expect you to be, is just be you.
But should there still be a standard, though?
Like a bare minimum?
I mean, something.
Yeah.
I mean, we have standards as people. Like I said, that's cleaning up. Have my house cleaned up. You know, but I ain't going to bash you because you don't want to keep your room clean, or you don't want to do this because I'm just going to clean up. You know, that's just how it is right now for me, you know, because I do have a standard based off of whatever it was, but I don't have no more expectations off of what people like show. Like, you know, hey, you got potential, go get your potential now, because I that's just where I'm at now. You got to go get your results, because I'm trying to get my results. So I'm just at the point where I'm looking in the mirror being very accountable for Andre, and I'm like, well, I got to go get my results. I can't expect you nothing out of you, and I ain't got what I'm trying to go get first. You know, like what I got on my goal sheet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like I just expect people to be who they are. If you're gonna be, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you don't show up, cool. I'm not gonna get mad no more because if I expect you to show up, I know who's gonna show up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't show up, man, something probably happened. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's cool. You know, because you know, people, when you, I just feel like you feel when you have them expectations, you get let down a lot. And like I said, for me, it's just like, I don't know, like, you know, trusting in another human like that. Like, it just, No, I mean, it's just being real, because it's not only that. It's just not that I've been let down by not only my wife, but, you know, you have expectations for your parents and all type of stuff that you get let down from. Kids expect certain things from me that I can't give them.
Right.
So it's just like, if you just accept life how it is, you know, worry about what you got control of, then you can be cool. But I don't know the standard. I don't know. That's a hard question, man. Like, that to answer. What's the standard?
I am not if the majority of the if the majority of the relationship is for positive, I don't mind lowering my standards for the relationship to maintain.
Not lower your standard, but your expectation. There should be a difference. Because once you start lowering your standard, you actually changing your behavior, not their behavior, because you want their behavior to change.
Well, say, okay, well, say if you like somebody, like, I always had a life of my own, right? But when you like somebody and say y'all eat and you do the dishes immediately, some shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. Now you get with somebody and everything is perfect, but when y'all eat, she doesn't wash the dishes immediately. Are you going to break things off because you have a higher standard than what she's putting out there? Or are you able to lower or say compromise because she's not doing it immediately?
So who was doing it immediately? You or her?
I was, but it's a partnership shit. I'm just saying, if it's
so,
if it's some shit
the standard
that
was you doing it.
Yeah, but if it's some shit that, okay.
I get like, then, so but now you're projecting shit, what you would do onto her, which is not fair.
I am doing that.
That's not fair.
Yeah, you're right.
So we gotta stop putting people in situations and positions to hold a certain expectations in our life, because a lot of times they're not equipped to carry out the task because of either lack of information or lack of experience.
But once we get together, though, this becomes a partnership, right?
Right, but you still haven't taught her or showed her what your standard is. We just living life together, and you know. Life is
okay. Well,
to be
we
good.
Had your uncle,
yep,
right. And if they weren't on the same level as him, he was willing to break it off immediately, right? And I'm saying I am able to compromise or lower my standard a little bit to maintain a relationship with somebody that I really
your expectation,
like.
Not your standard.
Either or.
Listen to me, bro. Listen to me, because once don't lower your standard. Lower your expectation if you have to, but never lower your standard.
Because, what's the difference to you?
Because your standard is how you hold yourself. So whatever is an extension of you, that's what carry out. The expectation could be something as simple as a gesture. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, if you loan somebody some money and you know damn well they're not gonna pay you back, like, yeah, am I gonna continue to press them every week about the little money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay,
but,
so okay.
But my standard, like for me, is if I borrowed the money, I'm going to give the money back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
You get what I'm saying? So,
well, I mean, either way, I don't put any expectations on anybody.
Yeah. How you feel about that, SO? Like, I mean, just expectations in humans. Like, that's just how I look at it.
I don't expect shit from me because I don't want to let nobody down. But I have a standard. So certain things I do is just based off of a standard. Like, I have to be at a place at a certain time. If I say I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there. So that's the standard that I have.
Yeah,
right. Don't expect me to always show up at, you know, at the spot or whatever. But my standard is if I say I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there on time.
Got right. you.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's why I said with me, mm-hmm, with expectations with humans, like, after you get to that point with people where you pour so much water into their cup, and then you kind of expect to get results.
Right,
they don't get
right.
So then, at that point, like you said, I'm just going to expect you to do what you've already done.
Correct.
What
pattern
what,
of behavior?
Pattern of behavior. Mm-hmm. It, you know, habitual. It's telling me it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So what is the intent of pouring in that cup?
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm a solutionary person. So if I see that you got a problem, I'm gonna try to help. Right. But then it gets to a point where
it takes away from you.
Take away from me because right. now I'm
but. Before you do it, when I say intent, is sometimes we need to just remove ourselves when we start doing things for other people.
Amen.
Because that's when we have the expectation.
Right.
So to eliminate the expectation is, I'm just going to do it out the kindness of my heart. I don't give what yep. the result is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
right. I mean, but, you know, I seen it that way too. But then I also seen that, hey, I can go pour water into somebody else's cup that's listening. Mm-hmm. That want the results.
Right.
So like you said, I remove myself out of, say, that person, you know, just conversation, communication, however it is, and mm-hmm. then
yeah.
that I might be at the gym pouring into mm-hmm. you. Hey man, that's yeah. how we hear.
Yeah,
that's how we hear. Because I every time I see you at the gym, hey man, I'm talking to him, talking to you about views from the seven, yeah. just giving him mm-hmm. ideas and stuff like that. Yeah. And now we here with this podcast. You see what I'm saying? But it's about people, like, you know, when people give me advice, I try to listen. and go show the results from, like, because I respect you taking your time to talk to me,
yeah,
to give me a solution. So I want to try to go produce results so you can be like, cool,
yeah,
we talk about the deposits, mm-hmm. help my marriage. I wasn't just listening on the phone to you, like, nah, I respect what you're telling me, mm-hmm. and applied that to my marriage, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And that's what helped me. Even when I was mad at my wife, just do stuff for her, do this. Yeah. And it made my household a lot better because now I learned patience through that.
Right.
But now, like you said, that's when I also learned what expectations was. I'm not going to put no expectations on my wife.
But you became the driver, though, at that point, instead of going along for the ride. You know what I'm saying?
Because yeah.
you start learning how to navigate, what to say, what not to say, and just learning your personnel, you know, even down to the kids.
Right.
And like you said, it's not that like you had an expectation, you know what I'm saying? But your standards still remain the same because you still expect a certain level of consistency for yourself,
right,
in your environment.
True. I can see that. But like I said, you know, like you said, you have a standard. Mm-hmm. But then what if they can't meet that standard?
It's not for them to meet that standard.
No, I mean, just saying, in like you said, in the marriage, so you have a standard.
Right.
Whether it's like budgeting money financially, whether it's sexually, right. something like that, and they right. can't meet the standard. Like, what's the solution for that?
You got to teach.
So you are, in hindsight, lowering your standards then?
No. You're just bringing that person up to that standard.
So now, it's a double entendre. So like, So what if they say your standard, like, why can't we just, for example, why can't the dishes just chill in there and we wash them, you know, mm-hmm. whenever? You know, I know you wash them right away. Mm-hmm. Like you said, there's a certain level of cleaning, you know, that has to be done at the house, like mm-hmm. you said, for anybody to come over. Mm-hmm. But what if they're like, man, fuck your cleaning. Like, what make your cleaning, like, the best? You see what I'm saying? Because that's where that, you know, it comes in at, because a lot of time, that's what we always run into when people present what their standard is. Like, fuck your standard,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, what make you better than me? Yeah. You know, like, what make your standard better than mine? Because that's how it is. Everything is always going to be from behind that person's eyes. So they're always going to see life from behind their eyes, and that's all they can do. Some people don't know empathy.
That's true.
And that's the thing about it. So if you present your standard and you're trying to teach her, and she's like, no. This right. is who I am. Accept me as I am.
Well, you didn't evaluate your situation going in. Or you just chose to ignore it, and or whatever they call it now, they red flags, and said, all right, this might be something I'd be willing to deal with. So at that point, yeah, you didn't lower your standard for sure.
Hmm.
I look at standards from
those are conversations though that need to be had going into
to
relationships, you know what I'm saying? Living with each other, you know, learning those habits, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And seeing what it is that you can and can't.
I think now, from just as a human man, married or not, I have too much pride to give people enough tools to continuously let me down. That's just not gonna. I don't have that at all. It's kind of just mm-hmm.
But that's your standard.
If that's what you want, I mean,
that's your standard.
I guess it's just you in the car.
Because I'm not going to put myself in a position where I'm lagging, right? That's your standard. That ain't for nobody else.
I mean, no, I think my standards have come down since.
Your expectations of yourself came down?
Your
standards came down.
Wow.
Prior to I used to be like, you know what I mean? Cause even one just on a light level, like I was very, very, very tight on being on time.
Yeah.
No, it's like
wife
down,
is very, very loose with that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Very loose. And now I didn't kind of got those. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my standards have lowered. Yeah, in a few places. Right. A few places. But 90% of our relationship is cool. So I don't really.
Yeah.
Things like that, you know. I got to get better on my own. And I have kind of like left the nest a little bit. I do a lot more on my own now. If that makes sense.
Makes sense.
You know what I mean?
So, and so you what the married the who what, how long have you been married?
Two.
Oh, so you fresh. So, what standards have changed for y'all since y'all like
standards have changed? I know she puts herself out for a lot of friends and family. Like, she's the person that's always doing stuff for people. And I always have to tell her, like, draw yourself back. Don't overexert yourself.
Oh, my God.
Helping everybody because you're stressing yourself out. So
it
affects the household.
Our household. God damn.
Yep.
Boundaries.
So she's kind of drawing back a little bit more. She's not putting herself out there to overhelp everybody. And she's seeing the results of that because she's a little bit more calm. She's not as stressed out over, like, simple shit. Mm-hmm. Don't be stressed out because you're loaning money or you helping people. Just stop helping them. And I know it sounds fucked up to say, but if you don't help them, they got themselves in that situation. Why is your responsibility to help them get out of something that they caused?
Thank you.
So they got to figure it out. They ain't need help getting into it, so why they need help getting out of it?
Yeah.
Let them figure it out. And then she was like, you know, you're just so wrong or selfish, but now she's starting to see why I'm like that.
Right.
And I don't have no, like all my friends, I don't have no issues like that with them. Like, you know. I kind of run a tightness there, and vice versa. If I need help, I don't expect them to help me either.
Right.
So it's just the expectations level is different. The standard is, I mean, something simple like I'm expected to keep my bedroom clean, but the standard is I don't leave food in my bedroom. So even if my room, it might be a little dirty or whatnot, ain't no food left overnight in there. You know what I'm saying? So that's the standard. I never go past that standard.
Right.
Now, it might not be clean all the time. I might get the cleaning lady next week or something, but, you know, but that's the standard as far as expectations is considered.
Mm. So okay, so while we here, what does fighting and making up look like in y'all household? Like, what does that look like?
It's, it comes off as I don't give a fuck because my level of I don't give a fuck is so high. When I do care, it doesn't look like I care. It looks like I'm just so nonchalant because I don't show any effort. I don't show any emotions or nothing. So if she's angry about something, I let her vent for 10 or 15 minutes. And I just be like, I hear you. And then she's like, that's it. That's all you got to say. I'm like, well, I ain't got nothing to say. Like, this is your issue. This ain't my issue.
Right.
You know, so then it's like 20 minutes of her talking and me just ending it with, I hear you or okay. And that makes her more mad. And so she takes it as I'm taunting her or making fun of her. And it ain't that. It's just I'm not stressed out over what you stressed out over. And then it comes, well, I don't give a fuck. Man, I don't give a fuck. I'm not the one mad. You mad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not really an argument. But when I do get mad, she knows when I'm mad. Because then I'm like cussing. And everything is nigga. Nigga this, nigga that. Oh, my God.
So what does that? So what does the making up process look like?
We just move on to something else. Like,
That's what it is.
We had a bad game yesterday. Tomorrow's a whole new game. We're gonna like start
that.
Over. Yeah,
I like that. Grease?
Hey, as of late, man, it hasn't been too many arguments. It's been some disagreements. But we've been together for over 20 plus years, bro. So we at that stage and like, hey, bro, you ain't the op. Like,
right.
You're not the op. So, but when there is a disagreement, like for this, since I've been up here on like this podcast, been trying to communicate more. So when there is a problem right away, communicate. You know, I talk right away. And it ain't no, because I know if I let it sit, and I just think on it, oh, yeah, we're going to have a problem. Because then when I get mad, it ain't nothing at the house that's going to stop me from doing that.
I'm the exact opposite, though. I like to sit with it for a minute so I don't say anything out of emotion.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you say stuff and you can't take that back.
You act off emotions. It's never
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so, in my defense, I'm just such a logical person.
I have a friend that's a therapist, and she taught me a lot about damage control.
Mm-hmm.
And some people confuse that with silence.
Right.
But it's basically you don't want to say nothing emotional through emotions that you can't take back.
Yep.
You can't take back. Mm.
Yeah, but not for me.
Once that sword come out, bro.
But for me, I'm one of those people that, like I said, I don't want to carry it. Because then when I carry it, now I'm thinking of what to say. Like, if I speak, if I've already peeped it, I'm going to sit with it right quick. And I'm going to logically think, like, what happened? Like, why would you do this? Or what was the reason behind doing this, whatever? Or that just didn't sit well with me that you made that choice.
But a lot of times when you do sit with it and you reevaluate it, first of all, you find out the lack of importance in it. Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't be arguing and battling, going to battle over something that ain't going to matter tomorrow. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then just kind of, choosing your words, you know what I'm saying? Because a tongue lashing is just as worse as, somebody putting their hands on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But that's the thing with trying to teach a person. Because when you go to say you're trying to teach a person, you're trying to tell them that whatever you've been raised ain't right.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's disrespecting their parents and how they were raised by saying that just because you don't clean up after I do, you're a dirty person. And that's kind of how it kind of would look in their eyes, I would perceive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, as a married man now, my standards are changing. I've been, like I said, I've been married over 10 years with my wife, and it's changing now. Because now stuff got to change. Because my expectations, like I said, they're not there no more, but that's a standard. And we got to have it. That standard has to be at least met, like you said. So, but at the house, no eating upstairs. Nobody's eating upstairs. Mm-hmm. No food upstairs at all. You know, that just keeps it all the way.
Right.
That nobody eats upstairs. And now we have no drinks upstairs. Now, I'm the dad, and nigga, I break the rules. I drink water upstairs. I'm not finna walk all the way downstairs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To get some water.
So, no colorful drinks upstairs.
Yeah, no colorful drinks. Right. But the kids, nothing. Because they always press me about the rules. Well, dad, you said, well, that's for y'all because y'all don't clean up. If y'all was at the old house, doing what you were supposed to be doing, but when I help move your bed, you got sunflower seeds, you got candy wrappers, you got all type of stuff under your bed. Yeah. That shows me you're not responsible. You know, so, but like I said, I sit with something. If I got to that point now, that's why I just clean up. I don't argue with my kids. Mm-hmm. I used to cuss them out, bro. Why? But for what? Now I'm in a room mad. They ain't mad. They finna go back and play. They live. They'll be. Whatever it is. But now, just like, all right, cool. I'm just gonna clean up. Now they see me cleaning up. Now, no, it's cool. Don't try to help me.
Right.
Because you wasn't thinking about this when I was doing this. Now let me clean up. And that's kind of where it's at now.
Is that a little bit of pride too playing a factor there?
I don't know, man. I just want to get it done.
When you yell at the young ones, do they try to play off moms?
Nah. My girls break down. They I yell at my girls, they'll go and get something done. Now, my son, Legend, bro, it's. My wife has to tell him what to do around the house like that. He respect me and stuff like that, but I just get to the point now where I'm not trying to argue with you. You see what I'm saying? Because if I ask you to do something, I'm asking you to do it. I mean, get up and do it right now, not on your time. And he'll do it on his time. And I'll be like, all right.
But they're not able, but they're unable to play off mom's kindness. Mm.
Me and my wife got it. We're a strong team, bro. Because it ain't like us versus them, but we do understand, like, because of us, they are here. And y'all can't make, because we had got to that point where, like I told, I got to the point where I would get mad at my wife because my kids wasn't cleaning up. Like, you birthed them little niggas. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I would get mad, like, because you're not telling them more. You're not seeing the same. Like, it was like something had to happen. And that's when I was like, well, I shouldn't expect her to say something. Like, if I'm not saying nothing. Like, the standard is the house got to be clean.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So then that is the solution is, okay, let's put a chore board up to see who ain't cleaning up. Because now if you're not cleaning up, now we get to see who ain't cleaning up. Because if it ain't no organization going on in the house, how do we keep track of stuff? So that's when I started, okay, my mom used to have a chore board up to make, to okay, your day in the kitchen is this day.
Yeah.
Man, just don't be trying to cook chicken and all this. that day, you know how your day in the kitchen, man. Don't be trying to go heavy with the heavy pots and all that other stuff and go light.
Yeah.
But now it's just accountability, though. That's at least what I'm trying to teach the kids now. Like, hey, y'all got to clean up. Mm-hmm. If you don't clean up, it's on the board. And like I tell you, it's at a job. You have a standard at a job. and then you have expectations. You see what I'm saying? The standard is whatever is there, but then they have certain expectations based on you. Hey, I expect this to get done at this time.
Yeah.
You know, the standard is it has to be done before this day, but the expectation is this time. Yeah, so,
because that's crazy, because the expectation is more so for the entity itself. Once you start getting into the other stuff, that's more individual.
What do you mean? Elaborate.
Like he was saying, like, the standard for the job. Like, you know, that's bare minimum. Mm-hmm. This is what we got to get done today. But once you start going past that standard.
It's expectations.
Yeah. So now I'm evaluating you as a person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck
and,
that.
And it's not about, you know what I'm saying, the entity itself no more. It's about you as, so are you just trying to barely get by, or are you trying to better yourself, you know what I'm saying, by doing a little bit more, or doing, you know.
But then that goes back to the standard of the manager. Because if the manager is one of them, just, I don't give a, you know, hey, as long as you're getting the bare minimum done by paper, that's all that's required. So if your wife come into a marriage and whatever she feel like her standard is, whatever her standard is for a wife, how do you change that?
And nah, compromise.
That's
unless
yeah.
you then unless you just dissolve it completely.
This is that's what I'm saying, because I don't know, everybody's expectations going into marriage might be different.
And I think that it is, because old school love is gone, right? We talked about that last week, right? So now when you're going into these relationships, marriages, like, there's need to be more dialogue about what is expected and what is your standard. You know what I'm saying? And when I talked about it earlier about having people in position to know what it is to be equipped to handle you as a person in the relationship, like, we can't expect a certain thing from somebody if they've never been equipped to do that certain thing. But now, are you willing to overlook it and just say, all right, I'm finna ride with it? That's one of the few, not outweighing the many, you know what I'm saying? Good qualities, you know what I'm saying? So
what does it look like when they come to you and you're not meeting their standard, or they expecting more out of you?
Well, their standard is always going to be higher than ours, right? Going in. I don't think a man can reach a woman's expectation.
Really?
Nope.
Huh.
Because there's always something new. They always move the goalposts. Right? Because.
Don't include me. I'm just listening.
I'm just saying, though.
They move the goalposts.
Just moving
the
goalposts, because, like, women get involved with men more so for what that man can do for them.
Okay.
Right?
I'm listening.
Men get involved more so, and I'm not saying all women.
Yeah.
Don't make me a hard line. I'm not drawing a hard line.
I'm speaking in absolutes.
And then most, I'm going to say real men, get involved with women with logical intent of just loving the individual. So at that point, the expectation from man seeing woman has already been set, because I'm just loving on the person,
okay,
not the potential of who I'm going to be down the road or what I expect you to be down the road. I don't have that like, women don't have that logical sense of breaking down the man,
yeah,
and just loving on the man, because there's always more.
So you're saying the man is expected to be the provider and the protector. That's the expectations that she has. That's not the standard.
Her standard is that laundry list that when you walk through the door, I expect this and I want this and this, this and this and right. this and this.
But if you fuck up when you start up, you can hang it up. That's why you got to set the standard in the beginning.
I'm just asking. I'm at a point where I'm just saying, like, because I know we here on this platform and we talking like from a male perspective. But then also when a wife come and try to teach us something, how do we humble ourselves enough just to be like, because they have a standard. And that might be, and that's the thing that a lot of people, you know.
That's all part of actively communicating is being a good listener as well.
Yep.
You can't always be this. Sometimes you just got to sit back and just listen.
And I take their thoughts. I take her thoughts into consideration, you know, if I have to make a decision. But I do hear her out. And if it makes sense, I'll go with that. If it don't, then I'll put my opposition up there. Like, I oppose this because of this.
Right. And in that being valid with what you're saying, not just throwing some stuff out.
Correct.
Just because I'm the man and I'm going to lead. And I'm like, no, you can't do that.
Right.
I'm just asking because, you know, like you said, because what makes our standard the end all? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm just looking at. Like, there has to be some type of compromise going on because it ain't always just what I say go with the crib.
My thing was, man, just we have a well-oiled machine. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with communication. Unlike, you know, you guys, me and wifey hasn't been married that long. You know what I mean? And the thing that irritates me the most is the good cop, bad cop situation that she continuously puts me in. And so I guess that was, was that an expert? No, it's not even now. It was just like, if I'm yelling, I know that the kids, especially now that they're getting older, they can play off of her a little bit. You know what I'm saying? If I have to yell about something.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, they had me so mad. They had pissed me off. And I was cussing. And my wife is unable to handle that in a way. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't really like the chaos or
confrontation.
She's not confrontational. But like when she feels like the household is we're in chaos right now. Right? She doesn't like that. So she'll try to throw some nice shit out there. And I can't fucking stand it. They got to sit in this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is how you hold them accountable.
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially now that they're older. And last week was the first time, we all sit at the dinner table and we, was talking it over. And it was the first time they was like, you know, Pop? Yeah, we was kind of foul. You know what I mean? And it's like, fuck, man, if we had this... you know, if we kind of had this mindset earlier, you know, maybe our house would be ran a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But those are the shits that we, you know what I'm saying, that we got to work on, especially now, the kids being older. I don't want no grown-ass kids in my house.
Preach.
You know what I'm saying? If you're not, you know what I mean, at this age, if they're not held to accountable, if they're not held accountable for nothing, when they get out into the universe, it's going to eat them alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I don't...
Right,
you know,
because
I don't want you.
Their expectation is somebody's gonna give me something.
There you go. Somebody's gonna hand me something. All I gotta do is say a little something nice, and I get. You know what I'm saying? And no one hold me to anything. I don't want y'all walking up 5-10 years from now, and one of my kids are outside smoking in front of the house. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Sit down. I don't really. That's not a good look. You know what I'm saying? When I'm walking up to niggas' houses, I see that shit. I'm like, yeah, this nigga's nobody. This nigga's failing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But that's that type of shit. That's
what, true.
So that's where we at. That's where I'm at in life is like, or where we at in our household. We still got the good cop, bad cop. Like, it's hard now for the kids to see me in any other way because I'm still setting, I feel like, ground rules.
You got to, though.
If that
there's
makes
nothing
sense.
Wrong with that, bro. Because, I mean, as a parent, like I said, I do the same thing. And it's, long as the message is the same, long as you and your wife ain't tripping at night because you playing good cop, bad cop, let me go yell at the kids. Yeah, that's what it really comes down to. As long as there's, because that's where me and my wife used to always, the message wasn't, we didn't have the same goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she might want the house clean. You know, she's willing with being okay with the house being clean, you know, by Sunday or something like that. Just for example, I want the house clean every night.
Likewise.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, get up, do this, make sure you get up in the morning, make your bed. You see what I'm saying? Like, but at some time, like, as long as the message is the same. Because I know there'll be, the kitchen didn't get clean. She don't say nothing. I get mad at her for not saying something. So now I go down there and tear a new, you know, like you said, verbal lash to these kids. Now I'm mad at her and the kids. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm being the bad cop. Because I felt like you could have went down there, but now it ain't that type of party. Because it's like, well, I'm mad at you. Because they ain't doing shit. They sorry as shit. You know what I'm saying? That's them. You know, so I don't think it's a good cop, bad cop. I think if you and your wife just understand that y'all on the same team, it's almost like they the opponents. The kids are the opponents at some time. Like, it be like that.
That's it.
You know, because all that BS with me and my wife stop at the door. Because if they get to tripping me, hey, get out of my room, man. Close my door, bro. Because that's peace right there. Outside that, hey, anything goes outside that. But, hey, it ain't going to be chaotic in here with me and my wife. Because we got to be peaceful. I got to be able to go to bed and get up in the morning and be. I remember my partner said, we set the tone for the day. And then our wives will go out and set the mood of the house. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because it all starts with the tone. Like, if you set the tone in the room, she happy, what you think the house going to be? Because we can be whatever we need to be. You know, because I always try to say I'm a logical person, not too emotional. I try to just be logical. So when I do it, that's why when I get mad when I get emotional. Because I'm like, damn, it got to me.
Yeah.
You know, so it got to me. That's why I'm at now. Hey. I don't expect nothing. That way I ain't getting mad no more. Because if I don't get it is what it is. Because if you wanted to do it, or if you want to be on time, or whatever the case is, you would have got it done. You would have took all the necessary steps to get that done. Because I said that to people in the past. You can't say you ain't want to do it, and you did it. You set up, you talked, and did everything that you wanted to do to get that result.
Mm-hmm.
People will always do what makes them happy. And that's why I when I heard, hey, it is true.
Yeah.
Because if you wanted to do it, you would have did it.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do it for me, you would have did it. Yeah. It ain't no excuse on why. Then there's some valid excuses, but then sometimes you just look at it like, that's habitual. You've been on that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, it is what it is. I can't get mad. And now, because I got fooled too many times. Like, I'm smarting it up. Like, I'm just cutting fat off now. Like, hey, bro, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. So, that's the kind of the position I'm in now. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to the household, it's like, I feel like dad is the op. You know what I'm saying? But then when it's some real life shit, everybody comes to me too, which is weird. You know what I'm saying? All the superficial shit, you know, my kids dating and shit. Like, I got to go to them. Like, why the fuck you ain't tell me I was dating and shit? But it's some real life. Oh, they might be in, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's some real life, dad, I need some. Everybody comes to me.
That's weird. That is it. That's how it goes.
Ain't it weird?
But I think it's also
too. But when it comes to the household,
I just think it's
dad is tripping.
Look at that. I just want to just break it just a little bit. Not necessarily the importance that they put on a relationship to come to the person that's going to be most serious and most blunt and most honest with me about the situation. Not to say that, you know, the other half is not.
Yeah.
But coming to you with, it's almost like the leftovers, right? Think about life.
I never took it as the leftovers. I know if my kids walk in the room and say, "Dad, can I talk to you?" I know it's some real shit.
Mm. Right, but I'm just saying though, like,
they really want
to. I get what you're
just
talking about.
As far as relationships,
yeah,
because friendships are failing, relationships are failing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Are we talking to the right people about the right things and getting the right information?
I will say this. I had for example, my daughter, like I said, they're closer naturally to their mom, their women, which I always encourage my kids, like my girls, be close with your mom. She's a woman.
Right.
So she knows what being a woman is. She knows all, be close to her. I can only tell you what men are and what men can do. Right. So, like you said, it was a situation where daughter was talking to a person. You see what I'm saying? Mom knew about it. I didn't know about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then I caught wind of it. Oh, yeah, that's why I told you. All hell broke loose because I felt like you felt. Nigga, I want to know from the beginning. Don't exclude me out of no shit.
Yeah.
And then y'all make a decision. And then when shit hit the fan, then you come to me
mm-hmm.
about all that shit. Like I said,
don't come to me after the problem.
I said that exactly to my daughter. I said, you old enough. You 17. You date.
Yeah.
But you're going to talk to me about what you got going on, though.
Inform me. Don't let me be the bailout plan.
Don't be that. Because, like I said, I've always been open and honest with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I told my daughter about my fuck ups and all that shit because I want you to understand that. Because sometimes we look at our parents like they're perfect growing up, you know. And I had to tell her like, hey, your dad fucked up. I messed up in life. I made, you know, decisions that I shouldn't have made. Whatever. But whoever you choose, they're going to be human. That's what I wanted her to get out of that whole thing, that your dad is human. I'm trying to do better every day, but I got days where I fall short of reaching my goals, but that's who I am. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand, that this is what the hopefully the man that you date will be, that, you know, that type of person. But if I don't know you dating and I don't know what you got going on, like I said, that's why I was pissed. I'm like, yo, y'all out here making plans, going on dates and shit. This been going on. Like, this is
who better to have a conversation with from a daughter about dating a young man, especially in this climate, than that?
Oh. That is also true, but the reality of it is moms will step over you for that. You know what I'm saying? They want that type of they will say selfishly, they would demand that conversation.
But
with
I think
them.
It's too.
I wouldn't insert myself.
It's two different stances, though, because she can only assert herself to show her how to conduct herself as a woman, young lady.
Yeah.
But as far as how this man will act, possibly treat you, or signs to look for, or things, you know what I'm saying? Especially if it's somebody out in the streets or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
But see, when you have a.
That's real life stuff.
But see, like in our situations, I feel like if you have a true partnership, that's when the time comes where you be like, I think you need to talk to your dad about that.
How many women do it?
None. Won't. And that's not I can't put that on myself. You know what I'm saying? I can't. Right. That's not a standard or whatever we're gonna call it to put on myself. It's like, well, when you come to me, now I know if you come to me, it's gonna be some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. But I feel like that is where a true partnership comes in. At the moms are gonna want that communication. That's just how.
But how does that make you feel at that point? Does it make you feel like you backed into a corner? Because now that it got to you, it's serious. So
well, when we get to the kids, I feel like you know what I mean, as they're older now, we're getting life's leftovers anyways. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to the kids, now when it comes to my wife, I would get pissed off about it. You know what I mean? It's because we often take advantage of the ones that's always there. Nothing can come between what I have. You know what I'm saying? My marriage is my box. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's getting all of that before it even reaches anybody. There are times where I feel like, and I can tell, it's like, my nigga, I don't want your fucking leftovers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. Mm-hmm. You keep that shit. I'm going about my day. I'm cool with that. But that is where. Now, that is where Sanders come in at.
Now, right. I was going to say, to add on to that, in that now situation, I had to take a step back logically and take my emotions out of it and say, long as my daughter's talking to somebody about what's going on, she's just not out here trying to figure it out on her own. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Then that's when it's the most detrimental. Mm-hmm. She's out just trying to figure it out on her own. Right. At least she's communicating with one of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then that was the communication me and my wife had, like, We got a kid together.
Right.
It's our job to raise her. And like I said, if I know something about our son, I'm going to inform you. Because if he feels comfortable enough coming to me as a man, I'm still going to let you know what's going on with your son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's your son. I'm not looking. And like I told her, but it was also my message going into it. Don't fall in love with the Mackin. Stay in school. Focus on. So my message was always non-dating. Like, I was always against it. But I'm like, man, love happens. You're going to love it. It's going to happen.
Right.
Because I had to let go. Sometimes, like, man, somebody is going to see my daughter as beautiful. And now is the game. He might tell you he love you because of this, to try to have sex with you. Because we know the game. That's my job, to teach her those type of things. Because now when people start doing it, and she could just start shooting it down, like, oh, that ain't genuine. Mm-hmm. Tell my daughter she beautiful all the time. Ain't no man gonna be able to gas you up on that, because your dad already told you. Already told you everything you can be.
Yep.
And I've already set the standard for her when it comes to relationships.
And what make to sure, look for in a man.
And like I said, bring your best version of yourself. And then, like I said, whatever you have, like your wants, that's your wants. But so you have your needs, and you'll be with a man, and all that stuff will be met. But your wants is what you will want in a man. That's what you go look for. I mean, the standards is how you going to date, but it's based off of who we are. And like I said, I try to set
your standard is your presentation.
And I try to present that at the house, you know what I'm saying, every day. That's why I did. I try to show my daughter, hey, your dad was doing this at 16, but look where I'm at 40. You know, I made these changes. Like, okay, I did date and do this and do this and this and mess up in the street and treat other women bad. Besides, I did some bad things to your mom too, but she's still here. So she can see that, oh, forgiveness. I can give, that's what forgiveness is. Because everybody make mistakes. Everybody mess up and do what they do.
Yeah.
But it's just like you said, it's just like at that particular time, I felt like taking my emotions out. I was like, well, she's communicating with one of us. She's just not out here in the streets trying to figure it out. Right. You know, so.
Yeah, man. I get it, man. Hopefully shit get better around here.
You know, yeah, Spence's household be good, man.
No, I mean, my household ain't. You know what I mean? Like, my household ain't bad. That's why I don't be, like, flipping out. And I'm pretty, like, low maintenance. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just, you know, there are things that I'm like, man, what the fuck, man? You know what I mean? Sometimes you just gotta just gotta be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? But God is still working on us. You know what I mean? I'm more of, I used to be like a war nigga. Like, when I'm mad, I'm going, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when you start talking to, you know, I have friends, you know what I mean? From, you know, female counterparts that, like, really tried to hold me to a certain standard. You know what I mean? And that's kind of weird, too, when you see that other people are holding you to standards, right? So now I start to look like, okay, now, you know, okay. And so, that, you know, she taught me about damage control. And so, like, right off the back, if we tripping, if we arguing, I try not to, you know what I mean? I'm trying not to say too much.
Active listening.
But I kind of got a wife, like,
but that's
so in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, not saying, not necessarily saying it's a bad thing. It was like, if I say I don't want to talk right now, I really just don't want to talk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if I say okay, she's going to keep going. And my wife is not going to stop talking. And it's going to be at some point where you're going to put me in a corner and then I start shooting.
You gotta stop. Yeah. Just once I start shooting, it's going
to
get
once
ugly.
I start shooting, it's like we're getting back to this point to where it's like, now we're low blowing each other.
Yep.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like at some point, man, we gotta be, you know what I'm saying? We gotta be better than this. Error's not too much. I let my wife get her shit off. You know what I'm saying? The way I changed my parenting, you know, the things that I didn't do for nobody else but myself. That's good. So I don't look for anybody. I don't look for that reassurance through anybody. Mm-hmm. You can tell me I'm a bad person all day long. I won't give two fucks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can tell me about my situation all day long. I took all that on head on by myself. Mm-hmm. When I wanted to change or I wanted to do something different, I did it for myself, for and by myself. Can't nobody tell me nothing different. I don't give a fuck.
So you was on that FUBU.
Hey, get your. I'm like SO. It's like, okay, get your shit off.
Get your shit
and
off.
Then when you done, I'm like, okay. But when I shoot back at you, I'm going to make sure you feel it.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to make sure you feel it. You're going to feel all these. Yeah. Yeah. But, hey, man, what you say, man? God's still working on it.
God's still doing it, man.
All right, man. Hey, this was good one, man. We up out of here. Peace.